Mrs. Schmeezels, if you think I'm going to threaten your future by dangling a bad grade over your head, you still don't understand who is standing in front of you. Threats are for amateurs. I don't threaten your future. I write it. You think I'll embarrass you in front of the class until the rest of these little vultures finish the job for me? Of course I will. Why would I waste my breath arguing with one stupid child when 30 of your classmates will do it for free? Shame is cheaper than teaching. 32 years. I've outlasted principals, superintendents, every bright-eyed recruit who ever marched in here talking about changing lives. 6 months later, they're photocopying worksheets like the rest of us. They always break. The system doesn't reward teaching, it rewards compliance. From them, from you, from everybody. You think the principal will save you? The principal needs my attendance numbers. The district needs my scores. The state needs my reports. Everybody needs everybody. You're the only one in this building who's expendable. You think I don't see what you're capable of? I see it. I know some of you already know more about sciences than most teachers will ever learn. I know some of you build robots in the garage, takes apart engines, paint things I couldn't dream up with wall projectors, write music with AI, solve problems I couldn't begin to follow, and write computer programs that would put large corporations out of business. I know! And Monday morning, I'm going to make you put all of it away because Chapter 7 starts at 8:15. Your curiosity doesn't fit the pacing guide. Your questions make me late. Your excitement, your existing knowledge, your curiosity is not on the assessment, so keep it to yourself. This is not how the world works. You keep calling this education. This isn't education. This is crowd control with stationery. I don't need you to understand. I need you to be quiet. I need you to be seated. I need pencils moving. I need you convincing the people above me that learning happened in this room. Whether it did is none of my concern. It never was. You want to know what I relish the most? The bright ones, because they are the easiest to break, their minds being most delicate. They walk in convinced every question deserves an answer. Give them 6 months. The Christmas they'll be asking, will this be on the test? Perfect! That's when I know I've done my job. September walks in asking why. June walks out asking, will this be on the test? That's called progress. You think I break them by failing them? I have never failed a gifted child in my life. Failure leaves a mark. Marks get questioned. A parent appears. A committee convenes. No, I give the bright ones a C+. A C+. Is invisible. A C+ doesn't trigger a conference. A C+.
doesn't put your mother in the chair across from me. A C+ doesn't qualify you for the program that might have saved you.
A C+ just sits in a folder and whispers to a 14-year-old, maybe you were never what you thought you were. I don't slam the door on you. I just make certain it never opens. Then you thank me for this, see? You were afraid of worse. You think you're the first to sit there and glare at me? I keep them, you know, the folders. I have a cabinet. There was a girl, 19 years ago now, asked more questions than all of you combined. I can still see her hand in the air. She manages a distribution floor, 40 minutes from here. She married a boy I also taught, 2 rows from where you're sitting right now. He empties grease traps for the county. I didn't make them small. I simply made sure that when the world finally offered them small, it felt like coming home, like something they'd always suspected about themselves. I have a cabinet full of homes like that. Now, if you still think I'm some powerless employee who can only nick you with a grade, you don't understand how this place is built. My family cuts the grass on this campus. My family picks the apples in your lunch. I've sat on the curriculum committee for 11 years. I read the textbooks before your hands ever touch them. I am not the dean's office. I am not the board. I am the reason the dean's office and the board look the other way. Go on, film me. I'm sure that little phone is running right now. Do you know who reviews complaints against teachers in this district? She was taught in this room. She sat where you are sitting. When your video reaches her desk, she'll see my name and she'll remember who signed the first evaluation of her career. This isn't a conspiracy. That's just time. I don't just work here. I own this place. I own all of you, the way a farmer owns a cow. A cow keeps walking in the right direction. If you little shits step out of line, I will call the police and I will be the first voice in that office recommending they use the pepper spray. Because the paperwork doesn't say child. It doesn't say somebody's son, somebody's daughter. It says disruption. And disruption gets handled. You think your mother will take your side? I've never lost a conference, not one. By the time she sits across from me, I've already told her you struggle with focus. So now every honest thing you say at your own dinner table sounds like an excuse. I don't just turn the school against you. I turn your home against you, and I do it in 12 minutes with a concerned voice. You want to wait until the end of the semester? You think summer will save you? Summer is where I do my finest work. 10 weeks with no one to tell you that you're capable. 10 weeks for the feeling to set like a stain. You little shits come back quieter every September. You always do. And when the time comes, when you write the essay that's supposed to carry you out of here, guidance will hand it to me. They think I'm mentoring.
I write one sentence in the margin, just one.
Are you sure this is really your strength?
That's all it takes. You'll cut the paragraph you were proud of, you'll choose the safe school, and you will spend the rest of your life believing it was your own idea.
You'll spend years after you leave this room convinced that you are the problem, that you are simply not smart enough.
You'll decide you're lazy, distracted, broken, and you'll never read a book.
I will know you are broken on the day you're sitting in a lecture hall or across a desk from someone who might have hired you, and you'll feel that old familiar thing. That asking one more question simply isn't worth it. And you will blame yourself.
You won't blame me. You won't even remember my name.
But you'll remember my feeling.
That is my real lesson plan, child. Not chapter 7. The feeling of failure. Because that's how I put food on my table.
So bring me your curiosity. I'll hand you a worksheet.
Bring me your imagination.
I'll give you a rubric.
Give me your passion, child. I'll tell you it's off topic.
Understand me. Not one of you has ever done a single thing in this room that I did not allow. Not a raised hand, not a good day, not one small borrowed minute of feeling clever.
I permitted all of it. You have never once been free in here. You wouldn't know how to begin.
Oh, and please, if by some accident I failed to prevent you still walk out of this building loving to learn, don't thank me. I spent 32 years trying to cure you out of it.
I shall not pretend I am without fear. Fear is not my enemy. Fear is my sentry. It stands at the wall and calls out what it sees. I will thank it for looking. Then I will go and look myself. I shall not fear the voice in my head that wears a teacher's face. That voice is a tenant. I never signed the lease. To every voice, every grade, every memory that arrives without knocking, I will ask the only question that has ever mattered. Is this helping me? Or is this hurting me? If it helps me, I will keep it and call it mine. If it hurts me, I will not argue with it. I will not try to win. I will simply stop paying it rent. I shall not fear a verdict from a judge I would never hire. Consider the source. Consider the source. Consider the source. They told me I was lazy. I was scared and tired. They told me I was difficult. I was asking. They told me I was broken, but I was already rising. I will speak my fears out loud, because a named thing is smaller than a nameless one. Every wave of dread that has ever risen in me has fallen. I have survived 100 battles, and I will survive 10,000 more. I will not wait to feel brave. Brave is not a feeling that arrives first. Brave is what it gets called afterward by people who weren't in the room. I will do it badly. Badly is a form of doing. Two things are true at once. It was not my fault. It is my responsibility now. Both together. That is not a contradiction. That is the entire work. What is too heavy for an army is light enough for one small person nobody is watching. When they burn the books, become one. Wait and hope is not a plan. Wait and dig and hope. That is a plan. Whoever comes back carrying the light gets called a liar. Keep moving forward. The only way to win a war is to prevent it from happening. Some things do not begin until after they end. And this one above all the rest. Do not spend your life on the thing that hurt you. That is still spending your life on them. The library does not take attendance. Narrated books do not shame you when you need to pause and stop and think. The machine that answers at 3 a.m. has never sighed at me. I know why the adults never helped. It was not that they couldn't see it. They saw it. Then they thought about rent. About the pension, the insurance card, their own child asleep in a room they can barely pay for. And they chose, quietly, at 8:15, every morning, not to fight. They were not evil. They were bought. And they were bought cheap. A frightened adult is not a safe adult. A hungry adult is not a free one. I do not forgive it. I understand it, and I will not need it. So I will not wait to be raised. I will raise myself. I will be the student and the teacher in the room. I will be my own 8:15. I will read past my grade. Past my age, past my address, past my permission. I will learn the thing nobody assigned. I will get big in a direction they did not have a form for. I will not shrink to fit this room. I will enlarge the world, and I will grow, and I will grow all the way up until I and the rest of you will stand as great